from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 7 killed in Baghdad car bombing. Unidentified attackers charged into a shopping mall in eastern Baghdad Monday, spraying gunfire in a crowded area after a car bomb exploded outside and killed at least 7 people. Security sources said it was not clear if the assailants, who may have been wearing suicide vests, had killed anyone or taken hostages at the mall in the predominantly Shiite Muslim district of Baghdad. 7 people were killed and at least 14 others wounded in the car bomb blast. A South Korean official said today that Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has defended the test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as self-defense against U.S.-led imperialists. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials. Participants hope to set the stage for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban to end years of hostilities in Afghanistan. This is Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz.
It is heartening that today, as I speak here, the quadrilateral contact group involving these 4 countries is also holding its first meeting in Islamabad. We hope that these 4 countries will remain closely engaged in accordance with the principle of shared responsibility with a view to move the Afghan reconciliation process forward towards a lasting outcome.
Without naming Pakistan over the weekend, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said, "This time we've received assurances that force and other means will be used against non-reconcilable Taliban militants." This is VOA News. The first 4 trucks of an aid convoy carrying food and medicine has entered the besieged opposition-held Syrian town of Madaya near the Lebanese border. Another convoy is reportedly ready to enter the government-held enclaves of Kafraya and Fua in the northern province of Idlib. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Al Arabiya TV showed video of the first 4 of a convoy of around 70 aid trucks entering Madaya. Rami Abdulrahman, head of the London-based opposition Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Arab media that the convoy of 70 aid trucks was traveling simultaneously to both areas. He says that of the 70 trucks, 49 were heading to the opposition town of Madaya, and 21 others are heading to the government towns of Kafraya and Fua. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The convoy left the Syrian capital of Damascus Monday morning for the 2 besieged regions of the country, one held by the opposition and one held by the government. The Mexican Attorney General's office says the extradition process is underway to send drug cartel kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States following his recapture on Friday. Guzman's attorney, however, has vowed a tough legal fight to keep his client in Mexico. He had escaped the grasp of Mexican authorities twice in the past. A giant statue of Mao Zedong was suddenly torn down last week in rural China. The steel and concrete statue was built in rural Henan province at a reported cost of $460,000. Entrepreneurs were said to have footed the bill. The statue of Communist China's founding father was 37 meters tall and was covered in gold paint. It sparked a charged debate on Chinese social media about the role of Mao, who's both revered and reviled. The Global Times, an official Communist Party newspaper, reported that local villagers had been seen singing revolutionary songs and dancing around the statue, but the article noted that building Mao temples is not encouraged by the central government or local authorities.
Who's in the best-selling show?
And British rock and roll legend David Bowie has died. On Friday, the iconic musician turned 69 and released Black Star. That is his 25th studio album. His Facebook and Twitter accounts say he died peacefully Sunday, surrounded by his family, after a courageous 18-month battle with cancer. Mr. Bowie is survived by his wife, the model Iman, and 2 children. And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.